So the future of 794 remains a pretty hot topic here in Milwaukee, Telly. You've got this nearly 4-mile elevated auxiliary highway connecting downtown Milwaukee to the Third Ward, the lakefront, Port Milwaukee, and some of the southeastern suburbs here. It was built in the 1970s, so to say that the elevated structure is aging, that would be an understatement. Nobody is arguing that. What is being debated is what to do with it, right? And this has been a topic for well over a year. So option one, rebuild it. Reconstruct the aging and deficient bridges along the exact same footprint. Keep it elevated. Option two, level it. Forget about the elevation. Bring it down. Replace the structure with an at-grade multi-lane street network that would maybe better connect these neighborhoods and also open up roughly 16 acres of land that could be used for development. There's a couple of other improvement proposals on the table, but the main point is you've got a structure that's elevated or a structure that should be torn down. And that's kind of the source of contention. What do you do with it?
Yeah. Well, I definitely don't have the answer to it, but it just seems like both ways are going to inconvenience a lot of commuters. It seemed like if you do rebuild it, that's going to take some time, and you already have a project that is going on that's going to take place over the next, 10 years or 8 years with the I-94 project. So that is going to be even more of an inconvenience. But also leveling it, I don't think that is the answer as well, because you're going to inconvenience a lot of commuters that use that bridge. And so and that connects a lot of things. But and the whole redeveloping that land and creating 16 acres of land, what are you going to do with it? And, yeah. And, you know, so I think that it's a tough thing, but especially adding on to it is the construction that's currently going on now.
So Mayor Cavalier Johnson stated in his heart of hearts he wanted to bring the freeway down to street level for real estate development, but after diving in a little deeper, he found that the negatives outweigh the positives here, citing that traffic gridlock potential and even freight traffic. You talk about some major semis trying to haul stuff in that area, right. And that's a little clunky to try and get that done on a grid street.
We've had decades of established traffic patterns, and that has limited our ability to make dramatic changes here.
So the Greater Milwaukee Committee, and their primary mission, by the way, is to strengthen the economic and cultural foundation of the Milwaukee metro area. They would have a vested interest in development. They are backing the mayor on this. Meanwhile, Taylor Korslund of Rethink 794, it's a public interest group, believes the mayor's stance is short-sighted.
They've let DOT run this discussion and not talked about the great benefits that would happen to connect these neighborhoods, to connect the lakefront to our Third Ward and downtown. This would be a transformational opportunity for Milwaukee.
I was most curious the perspective of a developer. How does a developer look at this potential landscape?
Yeah.
Josh Jeffers is the founder and CEO of J. Jeffers & Company, and his firm in southeastern Wisconsin is highly influential. They're a commercial real estate company, widely recognized for its work in neighborhood revitalization, adaptive reuse, complex historic preservation projects. Like, this would be right up his company's alley. I asked Josh if comparisons between the Park East Freeway, which is now essentially the Deer District, and 794 are logical comparisons.
A lot of comparisons are made to the Park East Highway that got taken down almost 25 years ago. That opened up 24 acres of new developable land in what was the Park East Corridor, now home to the Deer District and Fiserv Forum. And people say, what a success that was. Why don't we do that again? And the two probably aren't entirely comparable, just because the Park East, the former Park East Highway, didn't really have quite as much traffic, as much connectivity as the I-794 highway does right now. That's a major, major thoroughfare that goes right through the downtown.
Well, I asked him about those 16 acres of land. If it could be developed, if 794 comes down, how attractive is that land? As a developer, what kind of potential do you see in that area?
Yeah, so that's probably one of the biggest things that gets talked about is the development potential, right? A lot of the advocates for taking down the highway are saying, look, this would open up 16 acres of new vacant land along these 9 blocks from basically the Marquette interchange all the way down to the Hone Bridge. You know, that's a lot of prime real estate right in downtown along the river, along the lake. But my thought is, you know, coming at this from the developer perspective, you know, Milwaukee doesn't really have a shortage of developable sites in the downtown. We've got a lot of vacant land already. We have a lot of parking lots, surface lots that, you know, could be developed on. They're already just sitting there. Many of them are actually right next to the highway. And I think one of the biggest things is the new study, it pointed out that one of the biggest, you know, most prime pieces of real estate that would be opened up is there's about a 2.7 acre parcel of land at Clybourne and Lincoln Memorial Drive. So this is just south, if you can envision, it's just south of where the Couture apartment building is, right on Lake Michigan. So amazing land site. It's been there for almost 10 years. It's been sitting there since 2017. So I'm just not really sure that if you all of a sudden open up 16 more acres, you know, have we already absorbed a lot of the vacant land that's just sitting there?
Greg, that was going to be my pushback, because we already have land that has been underdeveloped in downtown. And so why not develop that first before you try to create more land that may go undeveloped for 10 plus years the way that this land has been?
So the mayor provided his stance. The GMC backed it. The Rethink 794 group, they oppose it. But it all boils down to the Wisconsin DOT and the Federal Highway Administration.
You know, the 794 highway is part of the federal highway system. So at the end of the day, you know, the entity that's footing the bill for repair or replacement of the highway and that has approval rights over it is the Federal Highway Administration. So the federal government ultimately decides, but they make a decision based off of the DOT's recommendation. So Wisconsin DOT makes recommendation. Federal Highway Administration makes the ultimate call.
Pending funding, actual construction on whatever is chosen here is tentatively scheduled to begin in 2030. Wisconsin DOT is planning an environmental study in late 2026. So it's still a number of years off, but we'll have a little more clarity in the next, you know, by the end of the year, perhaps early next year, on where this could go. Could is the operative word.